Pope Francis, Climate Change Now Threatens Life Itself. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 7, 2021. Rome, Italy, Pope Francis warned Thursday that the climate crisis has become so acute it now threatens life itself on Earth. I think we are all aware of this. The harm we are causing to the planet is no longer limited to damage to the climate, water, and soil, but now threatens life itself on Earth. The Pope told an academic convocation at Rome's Lateran University. The pontiff cited a scientist who asserted his newborn granddaughter will live in an uninhabitable world if we don't change things. An unwillingness to change because it has always been done this way is suicidal, Francis said. In this dramatic context, the university is called to form ecological awareness as well as promoting integral ecological conversion to preserve the splendor of nature, he stated. The university is the custodian of an imperative that has no religious, ideological, or cultural borders. To guard our common home, to defend it from wicked actions, perhaps inspired by immediate result-based politics, economics, and education, for the benefit of a few. On Monday, Francis warned humanity is inflicting serious wounds on the environment in a message in preparation for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, 26 Colombian pesos, to be held in Glasgow. These serious wounds on the environment include climate change, desertification, pollution and loss of biodiversity, the pontiff said. The only way to counteract climate change and other ecological ills is by an urgently needed change of direction, nurtured also by our respective religious beliefs and spirituality, the Pope said. We cannot act alone, for each of us is fundamentally responsible to care for others and for the environment. Francis pledged his unconditional support for the UN climate change program, underscoring his conviction that the world is undergoing an unprecedented ecological crisis. 26 Colombian pesos in Glasgow represents an urgent summons to provide effective responses to the unprecedented ecological crisis and the crisis of values that we are presently experiencing, and in this way to offer concrete hope to future generations, he said. We want to accompany it with our commitment and our spiritual closeness. Earlier this year, he reiterated his conviction that the Earth is suffering the worst environmental crisis of its history. For a long time, the Earth has suffered from the wounds that we cause due to a predatory attitude, which makes us feel like owners of the planet and its resources and authorizes us to irresponsibly use the goods that God has given us, he said in a video message last May. Today, these wounds are dramatically manifested in an unprecedented ecological crisis that affects the soil, air, water and, in general, the ecosystem in which human beings live, he said. Pope Francis has been a vocal critic of alarmism, insisting that making political decisions based on fear is misguided because fear weakens and destabilizes us, destroys our psychological and spiritual defenses, and numbs us to the suffering of others. No tyranny can be sustained without exploiting our fears, he said in 2016. Follow @ Williams Rome.